it's just fun to see this pay off for these kids. And like I said, riding in with them to the stadium, you could just see the excitement as you pull up, and you could see, you could feel it as you come up to the stadium. You know, it's what's in the air and what the opportunity is for this football team right now. Today is the biggest day for Iowa State football. This is a big step today, and I'm really excited to see how we respond to this.
For Iowa State and Arizona State, it's the first meeting between the two teams, which seems odd for a conference championship game, especially with the way the Big 12 has been lately. It used to be you play everybody every year. Now Iowa State has never played Arizona State, so a chance for these two teams to feel each other out.
They will, and it's going to be, I believe it's going to be an emotional game. I think Arizona State wears their emotions on their sleeves. When I watch the film for this game, they really, really ride their emotions, and I could see this getting to becoming a rivalry. You know, I think this could become a chippy game. I think it could become a physical game. They play really emotional, and that's not a detriment to them. I love it. Like, they're an emotional team, and that's what's gotten them here. We're more, you know, try to stay in the middle and not too high, not too low. This team's a really emotional team, and, you know, honestly, by the end of the day, I think we're going to have a new rivalry started.
This is the second Big 12 championship game for Iowa State. They played in this stadium 4 years ago in 2020. Second conference championship game for Arizona State, who played in the Pac-12 championship game in 2013 and lost to Stanford. So both of these teams looking for their first conference championship game win. Iowa State is seeking its first conference championship since 1912.
Do we count that still?
Yeah. It's a shared championship. Both 1911 and 1912, Iowa State went 2-0 in the Missouri Valley Intercollegiate Athletic Association, and so did Nebraska. So the Cyclones shared the title with Nebraska. Actually, in 1911, they tied Nebraska in their game against each other, and then the next year, the two teams didn't play. They both went 2-0. So,
wow.
That's
two big wins.
Yeah, exactly.
To win a conference. This is the real one, you know.
Missouri and at Drake were Iowa State's wins in 1912 to win the conference title.
Wow. And just honestly, where this program's come from, and I'm going to, you know, Coach McCarney stood this thing back up, and this is a vision of his. It's a vision of, you know, when I first came to Iowa State in 1996, it was in a terrible place and didn't have the facilities, didn't have a fan base, didn't have any type of winning. And Coach Mack talked about this someday. Unfortunately, he was not able to get to the stage. He got really, really close a couple times, but he got it back on the map. If you don't get it back on the map, Matt Campbell doesn't have the chance to see the program, see the facilities, and see a place he can do something with. Coach Campbell, right now, this is the guy that took he stood on a platform and took it to a higher level. And that is where we're at today, is Coach Campbell had that vision, believes he can get it there. It was the program he felt he could take to another level because of the kids he could recruit here and because of the culture he could build here with what the values of what Iowa State is. And it's just really cool. And today is going to be a special day for Iowa State. Like I said, this with the playoff implications, this is probably the biggest day for Iowa State football, and it really is going to be exciting to watch this play out.
It's number 16 Arizona State against number 15 Iowa State. I got that backwards. It's number 16 Iowa State against number 15 Arizona State for the Big 12 championship, and as you mentioned, Harkus spot in the college football playoff. More to come on the Wiffles Hybrids Game Day Show when we return to AT&T Stadium next on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell, and I know that it takes a strong team to create success on the field and on your livestock farm. The Coalition knows that growing your livestock farm today can be a real game changer for you, your family, and your neighbors. The Coalition can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add them to your lineup and get your team started today.
As the world's largest family-owned manufacturer of grain storage, drying, and handling equipment, Sukup Manufacturing Co. has led the way in innovation, offering top-notch products that empower farmers to thrive. Get ready to tackle your agricultural challenges with Sukup, where innovation meets reliability. Visit Sukup.com to find your dealer today. That's Sukup.com.
Different people have different needs. Delta Dental of Iowa has affordable dental and vision coverage that meets you where you are. Small business on a budget? We have options with no employer costs. Traditional Medicare plans don't cover dental, but we do. And if you can't get benefits at work, you can buy direct from us. Plus, we give back to your community. Visit SharingHealthySmiles.com and choose Delta Dental. For your smile, for your health, for your community.
Are you a fan of the Iowa State Cyclones? Then you'll love Poetry Finance, the official digital bank of the Iowa State Cyclones. Poetry Finance combines the strength of traditional banking with the convenience of a mobile-friendly platform. With our instant payment gateway, peer-to-peer payments are as quick as a snap, and our mobile wallet access keeps your finances at your fingertips. Ready to take control? Write your own future with Poetry Finance. Visit us online today. Poetry Finance, when your financial journey meets your passion for the Cyclones. That's P-O-E-T-R-Y.
This is Will McLaughlin, linebacker for the Iowa State Cyclones. The key to a successful season involves a smart game plan. Whether it's the X's and O's of the gridiron or your corn's nitrogen management plan, a winning strategy makes all the difference. Pivot Bio Proven 40 microbial nitrogen attaches to the roots of the corn plant, feeding your crop throughout the growing season, no matter the weather. So, while I'm out on the field predictably performing for Cyclone Nation, you can be confident that Pivot Bio is in your field providing predictable, productive nitrogen all season long.
When you live in the Midwest, you're accustomed to leading the nation in certain things, from corn and pork production to eggs and soybeans. And now we're adding another product to that list, clean, renewable wind energy. By investing in wind turbines and partnering with area farmers and landowners, MidAmerican Energy is harvesting wind power that's homegrown right in our very own backyard, which not only provides customers with low, stable energy rates, but also the support to make our Midwest communities safer and stronger.
Wiffles Hybrids is the only seed brand focused exclusively on corn. Wiffles doesn't worry about selling equipment, chemicals, fertilizers, or soybeans. They only worry about one thing, helping farmers produce the best possible corn crop. Because Wiffles wins when you do. So when you think corn, think Wiffles. Back inside the Wiffles Hybrids game day show, live at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, the Cyclones taking on Arizona State for a Big 12 championship. And Hark, this is a team in Iowa State that has come a long way this year, and there's still so much to accomplish, but I think it's important to stop and say how much this team has already accomplished in getting to 10 wins, in getting to the conference championship game. You know, what a magical ride it's already been.
It really has been a magical ride, and you go off and you start the season and you know, you win a big game at Iowa, you kick that field goal, and there's a moment in that game like, that was like meant to be, you know, one of those things where you came when everything was against the, your back's against the wall and everything's against you, and you turn that thing around, and then you do it again, and you do it again, and, you know, I think this team is destined, you know, for some greatness, and a lot of those times you get into games like that, and the teams that are able to get over the hump are able to get to places like this, and 10 wins, and, you know, there's times when this team, you know, Iowa State in the last couple of years maybe got to that point, but couldn't get over the hump and get those wins, you know, we would get to the end of the season, oh, wow, we lost five games by a total of 12 points. Well,
right.
That's the difference between championship football and you know, being 7-5. And that's what this team has really figured out at Iowa State is they're comfortable in those moments. They don't ever feel like they're too far behind to get back in any football game. Or when they're ahead, they don't play, you know, any different. They just execute over and over and over again. That's probably the most special part about this football team is it just executes together.
This 17 wins in two seasons is the best two-year stretch in Iowa State history as well. And I also thought it was interesting. This is Matt Campbell's first 10-win team. He never accomplished that at Toledo. Obviously, hadn't accomplished it yet at Iowa State, but does this year. And it's... You do it in the regular season, too. I mean, you've never done it in regular season, postseason combined. In your whole school history, you get 10 wins in the regular season. I mean, it's just incredible.
It is. And where's the end of that? We don't know.
Exactly.
11, 12, 13. You don't know. There could be a lot of football in front of these people, and today is going to dictate that today. But, yeah, it's unbelievable they got to that point and have gotten to this stage to play for something. But, you know, this team is just such a resilient team. I think when we look at what just came out of, you know, the all Big 12 team,
yeah,
you know, and nobody being named to the offense and defense.
Right.
that's this team. You know, right. I don't like it. I think it's ridiculous.
But they win as a team.
It's great for our locker room today. That's our fan base needs to not be mad. Our fan base needs to be, trust me, Coach Campbell knows how to use it. but is it right? Not a chance in the world that is an accurate depiction of this football team. And I've said this all along, you know, Rocco Becht, if there's 3 minutes on the clock, I'll take Rocco. You guys, anyone else can pick any other quarterback in the Big 12, I'm taking Rocco Becht. And, you know, and I just, a lot of people, Jaden Higgins in his year, Jalen Noll, there's only two receivers in the nation to have 1,000 yards for a football team. They get left off the first team offense. It's just pretty ridiculous. But at the same time, you wake up like, man, this is what's defined this football team. It's a blessing. Yep. Their backs are against the wall. No one believes in them. And they're going to come out of this locker room, and I'm going to promise you they know about that. And it's just part of their story and part of this football team. We is greater than me, and they talk about that all the time. I think there's no bigger example of than what just came out the all-conference teams.
It's the Big 12 championship game. Iowa State taking on Arizona State at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Back with more of the Wyffels Hybrids Game Day Show when we return to the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Promoting Appanoose and Centerville Together invites you to attend the 2024 Tour of Homes, Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th, from 4 to 8 p.m., sponsored by Iowa Realty South Lakes. Tickets are only $15 per person, and 100% of the proceeds goes to Colton's Courts. Tickets sell out quickly, so hop on to PactIowa.org or stop at the Pact office on the Centerville Square to purchase now. Stop by and visit the Iowa Realty South Lakes new office open house during the 2024 Tour of Homes. For more info, visit PactIowa.org.
Ready to make your money work for you? Whether you're saving for that dream vacation, a down payment on a home, or securing your future, our flexible options have you covered. With competitive rates and terms to fit your needs, Midwest Heritage is your partner in financial success. Watch your money grow in a CD. Visit your Sheraton Midwest Heritage or go online today to open your CD at MidwestHeritage.com/CD. Your future, your terms. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Tony Walter, Collision Center Manager at Ulrich Ford Lincoln in Pella. Whether it's hitting a deer, an unfortunate run-in with another driver, a rock to the windshield, or any other of a number of inconveniences, stuff happens. We have a team of skilled technicians for paint, body, and glass, so that when that stuff happens to you, we can restore your vehicle to its former glory, keeping you safe and getting you back on the road. The Collision Center at Ulrich Ford Lincoln in Pella is one more way that we're taking care of you.
Humison Livestock Exchange on Highway 65 in Wayne County are the farmer and the feeder's friend. Their next sale will be held on December 10th with weigh-ups and fats starting at 9:30, followed by a special feeder sale. Following that, their Tuesday sale will be December 17th with weigh-ups and fats at 9:30, followed by a regular feeder sale. Humison Livestock Exchange in Humison, Iowa. Come early and stop by Annie's Sale Barn Cafe for breakfast, lunch, and dessert. Attention all archery enthusiasts. It's time to upgrade your bow game with the latest arrival of Hoyt and Expedition bows at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the new Hoyt and Expedition bows will elevate your archery experience. Bluff Creek Archery also offers great selections of quality used bows, perfect for those looking for high performance at a great value, carrying all the accessories you need and offering service, repairs, and adjustments for all brands. Hit your mark with Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Iowa State Cyclone Football on KIIC.
Welcome back to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. We're live with the Wyffels Hybrids Game Day Show, previewing the Big 12 Championship game. Number 16, Iowa State against number 15, Arizona State. for all the marbles. Alongside Ryan Harklaw, I'm Noah Wolf. Hark, let's talk about how the Cyclones got here, specifically a win last week over Kansas State. And what an exciting game that was. I mean, people said that that was the biggest game in Iowa State football history. And I kind of pushed back on that a little bit. But I said, you know, we played for a Big 12 championship game. Like, I think that might have been bigger. But I think it was the biggest game in Jack Trice Stadium history.
It is. And why they say that is the 10-win thing.
Right.
It's you know, being around Iowa State all my life, that is a hurdle we had to get over. And we had to climb to the top of that hill. And we just had never gotten there as a program. That's why it was the biggest. And or even, obviously, everyone can debate it whether it's the biggest or not. Yeah. I know this. That led to this game. And this game is now literally the biggest game in Iowa State history.
No
you
question.
Win this football game, you're in the national, you're in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, and so that game, for a lot of different reasons, the 10-win thing and getting that monkey off your back as a program is a big part of it. But what it meant to today, right, it leads to today, and today's a big game. You know, it's, again, leading to the next biggest game. And you win this game, Arizona State or Iowa State, it's the biggest game in both of their histories. And so,
yeah.
Again, I think it's it led to something great. And, man, did they show up last week or what? I mean, I just, that team was not going to be denied from winning that football game.
I think the biggest thing is that Iowa State was able to force two turnovers early and score 14 points off of those turnovers. I mean, it got closer a little bit later, but that defined the football game, I think.
It does, and Kansas State, it doesn't matter if Bill Snyder's there or Coach Klieman, I don't care who's at Kansas State, you have to win turnovers, and you have to win special teams, and that happened yesterday. You know, if we showed up and what happened at Utah happens against Kansas State, we lose by 14 to 21 points, and because they capitalize on that, they're amazing at it. We actually Kansas State'd them last week, you know? And we have, you know, in the last seven, last nine games, we've won. Is we've been on the right side of that. We had two turnovers we caused and didn't lose one.
Yep.
We scored on those turnovers. We block a field goal. You know, it was all those things that led to the victory. And man, was it perfect? No, we missed an extra point. We missed a field goal late in that game. You know that Kyle Conrad would normally hit, just pushed a little bit to the right. But man, the defense stood up at the end of the game to win that football game, and that was really fun to see. That may have been our best series all year.
And speaking of the defense, a lot of people are singing the praises of Tayshaun Jameson. He absolutely earned it in that game, was the leading tackler, forced a fumble, and just how far he came in about a month from, you know, some not so good showings earlier, but the coaching staff kept confidence in him, and he stepped up in a big way against Kansas State.
He did. I mean, you go from Arrowhead Stadium, and I will tell you, he did not play his best game at Arrowhead. And again, he's young. A lot's getting thrown at you, and Kansas throws more than a lot at you. The way they run their offense, similar to today, by the way, there's going to be some similarities. We'll talk about it later between Arizona State and Kansas that can cause some issues like that with your eye discipline. But he was rough, to say the least, you know, in Arrowhead. But wow, did he play good last week. He's completely different. We know he's talented, but now that he had the mental part of the game really locked in, you could see what he's going to be. We have some senior safeties going to leave after this year, and we need him to step up. And after what we saw last week in Jack Trice, I'm pretty excited to see what Tayshaun can bring to the future.
Iowa State takes on Arizona State today at Jerry World for a trip to the college football playoff and, of course, a Big 12 championship trophy. Back with more of the Whistles Hybrids Game Day Show next on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, preferences, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Whistles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Whistles Hybrids.
Whistles Hybrids, proud sponsor of Iowa State football.
When you live in the Midwest, you're accustomed to leading the nation in certain things, from corn and pork production to eggs and soybeans. And now we're adding another product to that list, clean, renewable wind energy. By investing in wind turbines and partnering with area farmers and landowners, MidAmerican Energy is harvesting wind power that's homegrown right in our very own backyard, which not only provides customers with low, stable energy rates, but also the support to make our Midwest communities safer and stronger.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 14 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com. Go Cyclones!
Iowa State 1858, a handcrafted quality vodka. Raise a glass of award-winning vodka as you cheer on Iowa State athletes. Made with premium ingredients and bottled locally at Iowa Distilling Company, one of Iowa's largest native distilleries, it bottles seven spirits locally, including our flagship Prairie Fire Cinnamon Whiskey and Saints and Sinners Apple Pie. Proud to now include Iowa State 1858 vodka in the lineup. Remember, a portion of the proceeds go to ISU Athletics, and we will collective with every bottle sold. Learn more by visiting iowadistilling.com/IowaState1858. Please enjoy responsibly.
Are you a fan of the Iowa State Cyclones? Then you'll love Poetry Finance, the official digital bank of the Iowa State Cyclones. Poetry Finance combines the strength of traditional banking with the convenience of a mobile-friendly platform. With our instant payment gateway, peer-to-peer payments are as quick as a snap, and our mobile wallet access keeps your finances at your fingertips. Ready to take control? Write your own future with Poetry Finance. Visit us online today. Poetry Finance, when your financial journey meets your passion for the Cyclones. That's P-O-E-T-R-Y-Y.
As the world's largest family-owned manufacturer of grain storage, drying, and handling equipment, Sukup Manufacturing Co. has led the way in innovation, offering top-notch products that empower farmers to thrive. Get ready to tackle your agricultural challenges with Sukup, where innovation meets reliability. Visit Sukup.com to find your dealer today. That's S-U-K-U-P.com.
When you're out of town and want to keep up with live college sports, be sure to download the free Varsity Network app, available for both Apple and Android. Listen to college sports live with the Varsity Network app. Back inside the Wyffels Hybrids game day show, live at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, in front of the Big 12 championship game between Iowa State and Arizona State. And Hark, I do want to talk a little bit about college football playoff scenarios or bowl scenarios too, win or lose. You know, you will play in the postseason if you're Iowa State. Boise State winning last night, not ideal for the Cyclones. And I mean, we can rag on the committee all we want, and I'm happy to do so. But ultimately, the committee has made it very clear that they value Boise State's three-point loss to Oregon more than they value the quality of the wins of the Big 12 champion. And make no mistake, the 11 wins that the Big 12 champion will have, not 8 to 9 of those are better than Boise State's best win. But I digress. Boise State has basically locked up a bye. And there is still a path to Iowa State getting that bye with a win today. I think if Clemson beats SMU in the ACC championship game, which I think is at 2:30, Iowa State would get the fourth bye into the quarterfinals of the college football playoff.
Yeah, there's still a way to get there. You want that bye. You know, the bye is going to be the Fiesta Bowl, I believe, would be the four seed is where we go to the Fiesta Bowl.
Yes.
And you don't have to be, exposed to that first playoff game. And look, I'll take the playoffs. Number one, let's talk about this. You win, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Smile. Like, a lot of things have gone our way. We just won a four-team tie.
Right.
You know, so a lot of things have gone our way. As for college football playoff committee, I have no idea what in that they're thinking. Like, I don't understand how you put a Boise State in front of anybody in the Big 12.
Doesn't make sense.
No, and even like SMU right now. Look, BYU, who's not even our championship game right now, went to SMU and won the football game.
Right.
Okay? And so I get the argument on the SEC having four and the Big Ten having four.
Look, well, but even the SEC, Oklahoma State, who didn't win a Big 12 game, beat Arkansas, who went 500 in the SEC.
Correct. I think the playing field is really close between the Big Ten, SEC, and the Big 12. And right now, I really do. The reality is this. Look, the AC or the Big, or excuse me, the SEC and the Big Ten, they ESPN owns them.
Right.
It's like, we own the house. Here's who we're putting in the house, and we're going to let a few neighbors in. And that's we might as well not. We knew that when this happened.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
To be surprised that happened is ridiculous, because ESPN at this point does own the rights to this, and there's no way this wasn't going to happen. I don't care how the season played out. Does it make them look like a little mud on their face the way this season played out? Yes. It's still their house. They own the house. And yeah. So, but I will tell you, the Boise State thing is ridiculous. BYU winning at SMU,
right,
is ridiculous. They're ranked ahead of the Big 12 right now because of that. And so I don't love that part of the rankings. I think there is an argument to be said. There should probably be maybe two Big 12 teams in this thing. But it's not going to happen. That's the reality of it. We're in a place, thank goodness, to play for this thing and to get into it. But again, the committee, it's part of it is ownership, and part of it is I don't know how they value a good loss. You lost, and again, in my opinion, they overvalued that loss. Boise State had at Oregon.
Iowa State, with a loss in this game, is likely headed to either the Alamo Bowl or the Pop-Tarts Bowl, both of which are excellent bowl games, and that would be December 28th. But obviously, you want to win this thing and make it to the playoff. And then no matter what happens in the playoff, even if you are the 12th seed and you go to Happy Valley or you go to Eugene, Oregon or South Bend, Indiana, you're in the college football playoff, and then anything can happen from there.
Anything can happen. We're not worried about the bowl games at this point. I appreciate, I mean, that is the information out there. I can't say this enough. Today's a big day. You know, it just is a really, really big day for this school. You know, I don't want to think about the bowl part of this thing because I really do believe this. We have a really good shot to win this football game today. We put ourselves, I think we can beat anybody in the Big 12. Obviously, we had a great record this year. We got beat by Texas Tech and Kansas. I think you line us up against them, you can beat those teams. It's not like you can. It's just a tough conference to win all of them as you go through it. But today's a big day, you know, and I'm really excited to see how this thing plays out.
Iowa State and Arizona State in the Big 12 championship game from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. We'll keep previewing it here with the Wyffels Hybrids Game Day Show when we return to the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
With the fall harvest in full swing and the crop well on its way into the bin, it's time to look forward to the 2025 crop. Soil testing with an in-depth analytical approach to determine fertility levels as well as nutrient balance is essential to growing high-yielding crops. Call Nutrien Ag Solutions for all your soil sampling needs to determine where to put your hard-earned $24 in your 25 crop. Nutrien Ag Solutions in Oskaloosa, New Sharon, Eldon, Bloomfield, and Moravia.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and outstanding acceleration and handling with cargo. All backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months, or save up to $2,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Alvia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
Craig Ford is more than just the name of our business. It's my name and my reputation. Craig Ford is committed to providing you with the highest in customer service and the peace of mind in knowing we won't be beat on price. Check out our website at CraigFord.com and compare our prices with our competitors. Craig Ford won't be beat on price. Let me say that one more time. Craig Ford won't be beat on price.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Absolute Cleaning Systems, serving southern and central Iowa with locations in Albia and Des Moines, and family owned and operated since 2014. Absolute Cleaning Systems, best service, best pricing, and best value. We are a full service cleaning company specializing in carpet and all flooring, also offering commercial janitorial cleaning for your business. Simply put, it's cleaning the way you want it done, combining the best equipment and knowledge with the best technicians and superior service. Schedule your appointment today by visiting AbsoluteCleaningSystems.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that crop farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your crop farm deserves.
Contact Chrissy Tarr, agent, or Emma Ratliff, 641-673-8965 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Iowa State Cyclone Football on KIIC.
No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM College Sports Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis. From the offseason, the regular season, and into the postseason, we've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/CollegeSportsRadio2024. Back inside AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, as Iowa State gets ready for the Big 12 championship game against Arizona State. And Hark, let's talk about this Sun Devil team. I think it's a team whose offense has really made a lot of headlines. You've got Sam Levitt, an excellent quarterback. You've got Cam Scataboo, who for my money is the second best running back in the country. And that's a really good 1-2 punch right there. Obviously, they're missing their leading receiver, but heck of a 1-2 punch with quarterback and running back.
It really is, and I'll start with the quarterback, with Sam Levitt and what he is. He's a 19-year-old kid, really, really young. Last five games, 13 touchdowns, one interception, and he's really the center of this thing. I honestly don't think he's gotten enough attention throughout the season. Yeah, I think if he's any, you know, I think he, after today or after, you know, we go into next year, this guy's going to be all over the media. People are going to talk about him. He is a big-time football player.
He's the offensive freshman of the year in the Big 12, and it kind of reminds you of the way that people looked at Rocco Becht last year. The offensive freshman of the year didn't get a lot of coverage, but was just so solid the whole season long.
It's so right, and that's what he is. Scataboo has kind of become the big name, and rightfully so. We'll talk about him in a second. But really, Sam Levitt, this quarterback, I mean, Cyclone fans, this is a really, really talented young individual. He's going to have our defense at times on its heels because what he can do and spread the way he spreads the ball around. He's a really good football player.
Yeah, and you have to pay so much attention to the run because Cam Scataboo requires multiple bodies to get him to the ground that, you know, sometimes you are going to have to leave one-on-one coverage, and that can hurt you, and Sam Levitt can make it hurt you.
He can, and his legs are great, too. And when he's even been at his best, or when this team's needed him, third and 13s third and 10s and third and 15s, believe it or not, he's gotten a lot of these first downs by running, you know, and he's a really effective runner. I watch him, and he reminds me of Sage Rosenfels when he runs. He's not top-end speed good, but really effective runner. And has that size like Sage was big for Iowa State at that time. He plays the game a lot like Sage, and Sage was a great player. Obviously, played in the NFL for 11 or 12 years, and you know, there was no doubt Sam's going to play the same way. I think he'll be in the NFL for a long time.
And we're looking at Cam Scataboo, the running back who has 1,400 yards this season, averages 6 a carry and 127 a game, and but it just pops. I mean, the stats pop, obviously, but watching him play, you say, oh my gosh, this kid's talented.
He is, and he's a bulldozer. You know, he's not going down with one. It's going to have to be a swarming defense today. We have to tackle. Today is the most important tackling day of the year for us. Like, we're going to have to be really good at tackling, better than we've been all year, especially against the run. And you look at, like, what, you know, he's going to put pressure on this defense. What we've done the last couple weeks has been really good. Will McLaughlin coming back has made a world of difference to this defense. And his size, his mentality, he understands the defense extremely well. It's brought Jack Sadowski up. You know, I think he brings Jack Sadowski's play up. Those two are very vital to today's game. And then you look at Tyrone Yedem and Dom Orange and J.R. Singleton, I cannot believe it, came back last week and played. And Joey Peterson being like the bell cow of that defensive line. I think the last 2 to 3 weeks, our front seven's played the best it's played all year. That's going to be a huge key to this football game because Cam Scataboo is an unbelievable runner. You know, Coach called him, Campbell called him David Montgomery.
Yeah.
He's bigger.
Right.
That's what I will tell you. He's bigger and probably a little faster top-end speed.
Yeah.
I don't think he's quite as shifty as David was, but he does have that power when you hit him to just people bounce off him.
What about the Arizona State defense? They don't get talked about a lot, but they do force quite a few turnovers, and it's, I mean, they've got some, I think they have one All Big 12 defensive player. I'd have to double check who that is. But in general, it's just kind of a team-focused defense where everybody's in the right spot. It reminds you of a certain team in Cardinal and Gold.
It does. And they're an emotional team. You know, when you watch them play defense, it's all in emotions. I've seen a lot of highs. I've seen some lows with this team. You know, when I watched that BYU game a few weeks ago, they made some opportunistic plays. But if you protect the ball against them, you can have success. They are very athletic. They're not massive. You know, they're a little big up front on the defensive line, but they're fast. You know, and that's the thing. When you watch them on film, they do fly around with the ball. They get to places you're not used to players getting to. But if we stay disciplined to our offense, a lot of times we've taken what they've given us. Today's going to be more about us. I don't think you're going to be able to see what they're about to give you. And I think Taylor Mauser, you know, has to just really have his scripts in line of what he wants to do on every series versus check with the sideline, see what they're doing, and then go to there. That may change throughout the game, but this defense will not show you a lot pre-snap.
Iowa State taking on Arizona State at AT&T Stadium for the Big 12 championship game. We'll be back with more of the Wyffels Hybrids Game Day Show when we return to the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
At Wyffels Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wyffels Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Wyffels Hybrids. Proud sponsor of Iowa State football.
We stand for peace.
When you're a member of the Iowa Farm Bureau, you're a part of a unique organization. 153,000 families dedicated to your prosperity. From ag marketing seminars and legislative action to affordable health care, student scholarships, and more. Farm Bureau's mission is to help our members prosper. Contact your local Farm Bureau and join today.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell, and I know that it takes a strong team to create success on the field and on your livestock farm. The Coalition knows that growing your livestock farm today can be a real game changer for you, your family, and your neighbors. The Coalition can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add them to your lineup and get your team started today.
Different people have different needs. Delta Dental of Iowa has affordable dental and vision coverage that meets you where you are. Small business on a budget? We have options with no employer costs. Traditional Medicare plans don't cover dental, but we do. And if you can't get benefits at work, you can buy direct from us. Plus, we give back to your community. Visit SharingHealthySmiles.com and choose Delta Dental. For your smile, for your health, for your community.
Raiseline Alternative Energy is creating clean, renewable energy right here in rural Iowa. Our processes convert livestock manure and other organic sources into renewable natural gas. We're going one step further, creating renewable energy while improving air, water, and soil quality through our prairie restoration and cover cropping practices. To learn more about our renewable natural gas production, wildlife benefits, and sustainable farming practices, visit us online at RaiselineAlternativeEnergy.com.
Iowa State 1858, a handcrafted quality vodka. Raise a glass of award-winning vodka as you cheer on Iowa State athletes. Made with premium ingredients and bottled locally at Iowa Distilling Company, one of Iowa's largest native distilleries, it bottles seven spirits locally, including our flagship Prairie Fire Cinnamon Whiskey and Saints and Sinners Apple Pie. Proud to now include Iowa State 1858 vodka in the lineup. Remember, a portion of the proceeds go to ISU Athletics, and we will collective with every bottle sold. Learn more by visiting iowadistilling.com/IowaState1858. Please enjoy responsibly.
Iowa State taking on Arizona State today, live at AT&T Stadium. It's the Wyffels Hybrids Game Day Show in front of the Big 12 championship game. Alongside Ryan Harklaw, I'm Noah Wolf. Let's hear now from Iowa State offensive coordinator Taylor Mauser.
Coach, I love the way your team was able to run the football against Kansas State. How important is it in this game to establish that running game again?
Yeah, it's huge. I think you see what this team does really well, and they're really good at running the football. And we're the top two in the conference at time of possession, so I think that's going to be a big factor in the game. And, you know, us establishing our physicality is huge every week, and it's going to be no different here, but we have to win the line of scrimmage.
As you try to get Jalen and Jaden involved, how much does that help when you are able to run the football to get those two guys going?
It helps a lot. It really frees those guys up, and it makes teams have to really make a hard decision. Are they going to put the extra hat in the box? Are they going to put the extra hat in the back end and try to take one of those guys away? So when we're able to run the ball, it really opens up a lot of opportunities for us in the pass game.
Gabe Burkle's becoming a really big passing threat within your offense. Where have you seen Gabe grow the most over this past year?
I think just his willingness to do whatever it takes and whatever we ask him to do, and he's super coachable. He's really smart. He's going to be a dentist one day, so he understands a lot, and we're able to put a lot on that guy's plate, whether that's special teams or on offense. So he's not a guy you have to say the same thing to twice, and when we coach him through stuff in the pass game, he picks up on it really well, and he's done a good job taking advantage of his opportunities.
What does Arizona State like to do defensively? Obviously, they create a lot of turnovers, but how do they do it?
Yeah, they're a one-high team, meaning they want to play a lot of cover three and a lot of man, and they want to have overhangs in the run game. They're a four down front. They're good, you know, with the front seven and their ability to just kind of change the back end and be able to disguise if it's cover three, then drop out and play cover two. So they can really... they're simple, but they're able to disguise the back end in a lot of different ways and, you know, try to create chaos that way and trick the quarterback and trick your front seven with blitzes and things like that in the back end. So we just have to make sure that we make the picture simple for the quarterback.
Mark, you said that the Arizona State offense does some things to disguise what they're doing, and Mouse says that their defense is also kind of shrouded in mystery sometimes.
It is, and again, it's we talk about this. It's got to be about our plan on offense today, probably more than it has been most of the season, and dictate the game, dictate the pace. Anytime you play against an emotional defense, if you can take them on long drives, long plays, get them to have to play a lot and not have the turnovers, you really can frustrate a defense like this, which, like he just talked about, and we were talking about in the previous segment, is, you know, when they don't show what they're actually going to do, it becomes confusing. And I think that for us, that's why I think it's so important. Like, okay, you know, here's the play, and here's the set of series, what the set of plays we're going to run in the series. We got to stay disciplined to that today. Running the ball is going to be very, very important. You know, it's a four-man front that they're going to throw at you. I do think there's an opportunity for us to run the ball. Abu Sama last week, I thought, was really good. I think he actually played his best game last week for a couple different reasons. But he and Carson Hansen and Jackson are really going to be a big part of today's game.
And Mal said that too in the first question about establishing the run. He said, we've got to win at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And I think when Iowa State has done that this year, that's when they've been at their best. I think back to the Utah game where Iowa State was very worried, rightfully so, about the front seven of Utah. And it was Iowa State's offensive line that dominated their defensive front.
They have, and I will tell you, on both sides of the ball, we're talking about offense, but the both sides of the ball, I agree, the front has played a lot better. Our offensive line the last 3 weeks have been a lot better. I think we started strong. We took a little bit of a step backwards middle of the season, and wow, Coach Klein has them clicking right now. I think there's some interesting things that he's done with them, and he's such a great coach, and he's found a way to play on these guys' strengths. You're seeing Jared Hufford pull out and lead on toss sweeps. You're seeing Tyler Miller pull and lead on toss sweeps at Utah, and I was laughing. I was talking to those guys after the game. They're like, man, I've never been so tired in my life. I've never ran that far in a football game. But, you know, they've done a really nice job changing our blocking scheme up when they knew they had to make a change because we weren't having success. And last week, we don't win that football game against Kansas State if we are not able to run the ball the way we did and control the time of possession.
Iowa State won the rushing game against Kansas State when they had such good rushers with Johnson and Giddens. And Iowa State was the team with more rushing yards, so there you go. Iowa State plays Arizona State today in the Big 12 championship game at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Back with more of our Wiffles Hybrids game day show when we return to the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Keep your home safe and protected and save big money at Menards. Secure your home in an instant with a socket security camera from Energizer. It's perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. Simply screw it into a standard socket, and if any movement is detected, an instant alert is sent to your phone. Plus, you can access your camera at any time with the Energizer Connect app. Pick one up today for $19.99 at Menards. Sale price good through December 8th. Four seasons greetings to you all
from Menards. My whole business just went up in flames. But my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Christmas.
Tis the season for holiday cheer at Vandenberg Greenhouse on Highway 5 north of Albia. Join them on Saturday, December 7th from 9 to 5 for their holiday open house. Get into the holiday spirit with festive decorations, unique gifts, and all your seasonal favorites. And bring your little ones too, because Santa will be making a special stop from 1 to 3. It's the perfect way to kick off the season. So grab the whole family and stop by Vandenberg Greenhouse for their holiday open house Saturday, December 7th from 9 to 5.
It's not a day you see coming. It may be sunny, or it may be gray. But it's not a day you can get ready for. And it's not a day you would trust to anyone but a friend. Because it's not just a day in a lifetime. It's a lifetime in a single day. Senate Funeral Home in Albia and Ottumwa.
Iowa State Cyclone Football on KIIC.
Iowa State and Arizona State today at the Big 12 Championship game at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. We're back with the Wyffels Hybrids Game Day Show. Let's hear now from Iowa State defensive coordinator John Haycock.
Coach, it feels like watching this Arizona State team that they really try to use the whole field and then at the same time pound you with the running game. What do you see when you watch my team?
The same. You know, John, I think they do a great job. They work you horizontally, vertically, the run game, take shots down the field, and they got an elusive quarterback. So, you know, we got our hands full. We'll have to defend the whole field and have to do a great job of it.
They lost a great receiver, but they have other good receivers, plus they all throw the ball a lot to their tight end and running backs. What kind of challenges does that present?
Yeah, I think it's just all part of that whole field mentality. You can't key in on one guy. You know, even though he caught a lot of balls, they were still getting the ball to everybody, the tailbacks, the tight ends. You know, so they've got guys, you know, we'll have to defend them all.
You faced 9 1,000-yard rushers this season, which is unbelievable. The Scataboo just feels like a different cat with his power and also quickness and ability to hit the hole. What are you seeing?
Yeah, just that, John. He's a physical guy, and at the same point in time, you see him breaking runs of 40, 50, 60 yards. So he has the ability to break it away. You have to get him tackled at the line of scrimmage, and it usually takes a couple guys. And you got to keep him going east and west. If you allow him to run in vertical seams, it'll be a long day, and you have to make him go east and west.
The quarterback just seems to be playing at a really high level for a redshirt freshman. What are you seeing from him?
Yeah, he's been incredible. You know, he's played great for them down the stretch, and you know, I think he creates problems because they haven't asked him to do a lot. You know, I feel like he's a concept passer and maybe not progression reads. He's looking at a concept, and if it's not there, why he's out. And that creates a lot of problems for you. And we'll have to be in our rush lanes and keep the ball inside in front of us.
So, Hark. Haycock there is talking about the different problems that Arizona State creates, and you mentioned that they're very good at disguising things.
They are, and it's where there's a little bit similar to Kansas is they use the whole field. Now, they lost their best wide receiver, does make an impact, but one of the guys I was really impressed with is their tight end, Mateo, who's number 7. He was at Cincinnati last year, caught a touchdown against us at Cincinnati last year as a tackle-eligible play, but he's impressive. You know, if there's been our pass defense as good as it gets, if there's been some maybe room, you know, to improve on the pass defense, it's the tight end coverage, you know, and we did a great job early in the season with it, but a couple last week even, there's a couple opportunities where the tight end got free on us, and today we know that. Look, they lost their best wide receiver. He's going to become probably their primary receiver today. We got to do a great job on their tight end, because what they do is they spread you out 50 yards wide, 50 yards deep. They make you play a lot of football field. Well, when you do that, it just opens up the middle of the field, and that's where the tight end comes into play. We have to keep our eye on him throughout the day.
Iowa State is a team that has thrived in the turnover battle this year. They're plus 9 in turnover margin for the season. Arizona State is a team that does not turn the ball over very much. So Iowa State's going to have to find different ways to win with defense.
We cannot be second and third. We got to be really on defense. We got to be so great on first down today. We got to get them in third and longs. If you make it simple on this team, they'll wear you down. You know, Cam Scadaboo's built for second and three. So is this quarterback. It's play action pass stuff that can really get you. That's where this team does get you. That's where their receiver. And look, they're going to replace him with another talented individual. I don't know who it's going to be today, but they're going to have somebody in that spot that'll do, you know, good things for them. But it's a lot of that comes off play action, and we got to be so good on first down to take that play action game away on second down.
And Iowa State, like John mentioned, has faced 8,000 yard rushers already, but the last two that they've faced, they've held 40 yards below their season average in Mekhi Bernard at Utah and DJ Giddens at Kansas State.
It is, and it's our numbers are deceiving. The quarterback runs killed us. Like, we've had some massive runs against this defense, and you know, that really kills the stats. And it's not really been, boy, knock on wood right now, it's not really been the tailback that's got us this year. It's really been the quarterback. Sam Levitt can run the football. You know, he is a scary runner, but that read option is dangerous because the quarterback can actually tuck it and go. But Cam Scadaboo, I think, is the best running back by far that we've seen all year. He's going to give this defense our biggest challenge to stop the running back.
Iowa State takes on Arizona State for the Big 12 championship at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Back with more when we return to the Wyffels Hybrids Game Day Show next on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, G&P Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated. We're proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community. We are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of G&P Insurance.
This is Jill Waite with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. We are very proud to announce that the Iowa Hospital Association has honored a group of individuals from MCHC who saved a little boy's life with the 2024 Hospital Hero Award. The Iowa Hospital Association's Hospital Hero Award celebrates the employees who have acted courageously in a crisis, and these accolades are a testament to the outstanding dedication and service of our MCHC team. We take immense pride in each of your exemplary contributions.
Hey, have you heard the news? Black Friday is turning green this year with savings on select John Deere Gators, compact tractors, and mowers. With deals so good, even Santa is flying in for the savings. And with 0% financing for 60 months, it's a holiday miracle. So dash to your local Sinclair Tractor and unwrap the best deal of the season. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com. Offer ends January 2nd, 2025. Valid on select models only. Financing subject to credit approval through John Deere Financial. Down payment may be required. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Steffes Group, with locations in North Dakota, Minnesota, and right here in our backyard in Iowa, has the upper Midwest covered. The Steffes Group is primarily engaged in the liquidation and management of ag-related assets. They also regularly sell and are readily able to market an array of assets like construction equipment, large estates, and an assortment of business holdings. The Steffes Group has developed their own online auction site with over 85,000 registered bidders. Visit steffesgroup.com for more information and to check out their listings.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As your community ag partner, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
Many people think of us for our homemade candy, and indeed, it is wonderful. But we have other things as well.
To some, it is our delicious deli meats and cheeses with sandwiches made to your order. And to some, it is just the old-fashioned atmosphere, and we welcome you to stop by and see us. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Iowa State Cyclone Football on KIIC.
Stay far away and call 911. Get more safety tips at MidAmericanEnergy.com. Back inside AT&T Stadium, live with the Wiffles Hybrids game day show, previewing the Cyclones' Big 12 championship game against Arizona State. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds to allow our network stations to identify themselves. This is Cyclone Football.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA's road to the Final Four. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Alongside Ryan Harklaw, I'm Noah Wolf-Hark. Let's give a final preview of this game before we make way for the coach's corner. These two teams on paper look really similar, Hark.
Extremely similar. When you look at the stats, okay, we're coming into this game. Arizona State averages 32.1 points per game. Iowa State is 31.2. Points against per game, Arizona State is 21.5. Iowa State is 19.5. Yards per game, Arizona State 419. Iowa State 422. I don't know how you get tighter than that.
Right.
These teams are identical when you look at them and what they want to try to do.
And it starts at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
It does, and it's today's time of possession. I mean, it really is. It's like we have to control and dictate this game today. That's going to be really, really important in controlling their run game. We cannot allow them to go on 7, 10, 12-minute drives. We can't do it today, and if they do, they'll smother us. But at the same time, they can't allow us to do it. That's going to be the key to our offense today. We got to smother the ball a little bit as well and take time of possessions. You know, when you're missing your wide receiver, you got to think that does slow your striking ability down a little bit. Doesn't mean they're not dangerous. It just means their home run hitter is not on the field. And so they're going to have to be more deliberate about their drives. We just can't let them be a slow-moving offense. It just eats up the clock.
But, I mean, you talk about the two teams wanting to win the same way. Mm-hmm. And that's very evident in some of the other numbers that I've looked at, too. These are the top two teams in the conference in time of possession, which you just mentioned. Turnovers lost, so they both take care of the football. Turnover margin, so they both create a lot of turnovers and take care of the football. And I put fumbles lost on there too, but just two teams that take care of the football, that keep possession, and that's how they wear you down. And that's how both of these teams have won all season.
It is, and if you look at the stats of any other team in the Big 12, it doesn't look like this. When Arizona State, you know, locked their spot in, and we did, I went in immediately. I always go look at the stats, see what they're like. It was unbelievable how similar these two teams are. I just haven't, prior to preparing for this game, I hadn't had a chance to watch Arizona State a ton. And after watching them, you're like, oh my gosh, this is Iowa State. You know, they're trying to do everything we want to do. And, you know, it's schematically, it's a little bit different on defense and a little bit different on offense, but the game plan, exactly the same. And that's why today, time of possession is really going to play a big part in this game.
And the key for either team is, can Arizona State, for their key would be, can they have their run game as good as it normally is and just a step up in the pass game on both sides of the ball? And Iowa State's key is, can you have the pass game on both sides of the ball be just as good as it normally is, mm-hmm, and have a step up in the run game on both sides of the ball?
Absolutely, and that's it. That is going to be the key. That's going to be the trenches we talked about. And both sides of the line of scrimmage, Iowa State defensive front and Iowa State's offensive front have been so much better the last two